There's something about coming home, returning to familiar surroundings and familiar company. It's a time to rediscover the things you love best and think about the ways you've changed since you last came home. Homecoming is the theme of a new Adaptations dance theater concert that brings featured dancers with Maui ties back to a place that has inspired them. Amelia Couture is the executive director of the Adaptations Dance Theater and the choreographer of a world premiere event at the concert. She's on the line from her studio. Good morning, Amelia.
Good morning, Chris.
What gave you the idea for this, the theme of this concert?
Well, Hallie Hunt, the artistic director of Adaptations Dance Theater, and myself, and Nicole Humphrey, another director of the company, were talking last year about all the wonderful dancers we knew personally who were currently dancing in major companies in mainland America.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought how wonderful it would be to be able to hire some of these dancers to come and do a concert with us here, because it's a little unfair that Maui doesn't get to see these dancers, that Maui raised them and sent them off into the world, and we don't get to benefit from them. So we thought that we wanted to try to fix that.
Bring the prodigals home, yeah?
Exactly.
Well, as you and it seems to have had an effect on each of the dancers. Just the whole idea of coming home has an effect on them, doesn't it?
I think that all of these dancers are really excited to be able to share what they do every day and what they have huge passion for and have dedicated their whole lives to with their own families, with their own friends, with the teachers here on the island who taught them and nurtured them to become the dancers they are today. So, yeah, it's a very emotional and important moment for all of the dancers in the show.
How do you weave that sort of bring it home theme into the actual performances, Amelia?
Well, the bring it home theme is not so much a part of the choreography of the show,
mm-hmm.
but is just in the dancers who we're bringing home. The theme of the show, actually, is the new piece we're presenting is sort of a science experiment, if you will.
Uh-huh.
We're sort of weaving elements of science and math into the choreography, and the dancers are bringing it home just by being here, really.
Well, tell me more about the science and math angle, because that's that's an unusual avenue, isn't it?
It is, but I created this system of choreography that I call Couture, Adaptive Dance Method, or CADM for short, that codifies dance into numeric phrases and then can also take numbers and turn those numbers into dance. So we took certain really famous numbers that are important in the world of science and math, like the number pi and
uh-huh.
the number phi, and also the idea of rolling dice to create random numeric chains of numbers, and then translated those numbers using the CADM system into movement.
Using the what system?
CADM, which is CADM, which stands for Couture Adaptive Dance Method.
Okay. So at some point, each number generates a specific movement, is that right?
Yeah. So it's a specific and a general movement. So take example, the number 15 in the system stands for bending of the spine. So a dancer could do that in any number of ways, but still have the root movement coming from bending the spine. So a lot of the dance is absolutely choreographed, and then a certain amount of it is also improvisational, and the dancers can interpret the numbers as they would like in their bodies.
Which means they have to have a pretty good command of this particular number system, doesn't it?
Yeah, and so since we had a really short rehearsal period with this group of dancers, we've practiced and rehearsed the numbers so that they feel comfortable with them.
Mm-hmm. So in this particular number, you're not generating the random movements then. You are calling for specific movements at specific times, yeah?
For most of it, yeah. And then we workshopped certain phrases in the studio so the dancers knew they were responsible for a certain phrase of numbers, and then they could sort of practice that and create a phrase that suits them that they could memorize but then take a lot of artistic license within it as well. But the majority of the phrase is choreographed using the number system.
It sounds as if it calls for a little bit of that sort of jazz musician's state of consciousness where you're kind of ready to go right or left in the moment, yeah?
Yeah, and Chris, it's interesting you say that because jazz music was the inspiration for this system. I wanted to create a way for dancers to improvise similar to the way that jazz musicians can improvise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is, by the way, based on numbers in a large degree, right?
Exactly, yeah. You have your 3, 4, 5, you know, your chords. Like
yeah.
My husband, Toby Couture, is a jazz musician and composer. He actually composed the music for most of the entire concert is his original composition. And so, yeah, he was a big inspiration to me for that, for creating this system.
Yeah, I can see the link because, as he will tell you, you know, musicians will sort of signal 4 and 5 to each other, go to the 4 chord, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
And that's very similar, isn't it?
Exactly. And I was trying to, the same way musicians have their notes and their keys and time signatures, you know, I wanted to create a similar way for dancers to communicate the same way. So we also can use the musical notes and the rhythmic notations, you know, quarter notes, half notes, eighth notes, 16th, and then these numbers, instead of tones and notes, we have these numbers which sort of represent the notes of the body, if you will.
Well, you know, Amelia, I've always wondered about that with choreography, is how do you codify it, right? How do you notate a piece from a long-gone choreographer like an Ashton or a Balanchine? You know, how do you write that down? You can't completely do it, can you?
It's mostly passed down through generations of dancers. There is a way that is a very, very old way of writing ballet choreography, uh-huh. but it's not really taught or used anymore. There's only a few people in the world who can actually translate it and use it. But mostly it's through a system of apprenticeship, you know, with a great choreographer, and they pass it down to their disciples who then pass it to the next generation like a oral language, but this being a movement language.
And it probably needs to be kept that way as much as possible, wouldn't you think?
I think that it's going to change and evolve inevitably with each generation, you know, the same way an oral story might. It's important. That's why it's so important to people like Balanchine.
Yeah.
You have to be one of the very few people who are allowed to pass down Balanchine choreography because they're trying to keep the integrity of the choreography.
Yeah.
But over a certain number of generations, that it's very hard to keep your own personal style out of how you do, and things will inevitably change as they're passed down.
I would think so, yeah. Amelia, yeah. I wish you luck with this upcoming concert, and thanks very much for talking with us.
Oh, can I just quickly tell people where it is?
I'll tell them.
All right, great. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Amelia. Amelia Couture is the executive director of the Adaptations Dance Theater, whose first annual Bring It Home concert is this weekend at the Seabury Hall A'ali'i Kuhonua Creative Arts Center in Makawao. You can find out more on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.